listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. Our show is broadcast every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, if this is your first time tuning in, our show will help you to question your career reality. This show is for you if you were, are, or might be considering a career in the entertainment industry. Our guests will provide you with tips, advice, and resource information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in show business. Our guests work in various professions of entertainment, so that means that we will definitely have someone on the show sooner or later from a career that you are interested. If you want to check out our past guests, read their bios, listen to their interview instantly, or download one of the shows, go to the LA Talk Radio website, which is latalkradio.com. Click on the link at the top of the website that says Channel 1. Scroll down and look for the graphic of our show, Question Reality, and you just click the link, and that takes you directly to our archive page, and there you can look at all of our past guests and download any of their shows. Our shows are also available for download on iTunes under the podcast section. You just type in Question Reality Radio in the search box, and there you go. All of our shows from 2008 are there. If you want to find out about our future guests, you want to visit the official Question Reality website, and that is questionrealityshow.com. Questionrealityshow.com. Now, people, I am all a Twitter, all a flutter, because one of my absolute favorite, and I mean absolute favorite, music icons is on the show today. I still can't believe that she is on my show, because back in the day, her song, Finally, which if you're tuning in the emails that I've been getting, you know this song. It was the jam. I was on the floor. I was on my back. No, I was actually on the floor. I fell a couple times. Yes, I couldn't hit some of the moves I wanted to, so I was on the floor. But it was the best song ever. And it's amazing, because I was thinking to myself, oh my God, back then I would never have even dreamed that I could have CeCe Peniston, that's who it is, people, CeCe Peniston on the show today. She's a fantastic, fabulous, gorgeous, loving, kind person. I got to talk to her a little bit before the show. She's funny. She's a dream. She's a dream to have on the show, because she's the perfect guest. She has energy, and she's going to talk and give us tips and advice on what it takes to make it in show business. So we are going to talk to her a little bit, and we are going to debut her new song from her latest album. And then we're going to close the show out with one of my favorite songs, Finally. So you have to listen all the way through. Now, I want to talk briefly about go to her website and check out her latest. She's on Twitter under twitter.com CeCe_Peniston, and she's also on Facebook /TheRealCCP. Her official Instagram page is CeCe Peniston, and her website is CeCePeniston.com, CeCePeniston.com. So go and check it out while I talk to you about one little thing I want to tell you about today. One little advertisement. I'm not boring CeCe with a bunch of advertisements today. Okay, so my friend Anthony, now this name is so super cool. Okay, my friend Anthony Lippy Ladenheim, I know. I love it. He's having his birthday tomorrow, and I want to say happy birthday, Anthony. He recently informed me that he is working as a producer on this really new, exciting project. And after checking it out on Kickstarter.com and just loving it, I just have to tell you about it and ask you, my dear, darling, devoted audience, who I think are so kind and charitable. Okay, so I'm greasing you up. But I know that you love to help people, and you're always emailing me and telling me about my projects, and you're so supportive. So they really, really need your help. If you could reach out and help them by pledging today to help get this project off the ground, I would really, really appreciate it. Even if it's only a dollar, they'll be so happy to accept. So check it out for yourself, Kickstarter.com. Type in the search block, The Craver, C-R-A-V-E-R, The Craver. That is the name of the campaign. And I'll just tell you a little bit about it. Monster genre comic book fan book, fanboy, and oh boy, that I can't believe that happened in the middle of a show. Thought I'd turn that off. Monster genre comic book fanboy and well-known actor Doug Jones is attached to the project. I just found out that I missed an opportunity to work with him in a film that I had to turn down because of a knee injury, and I'm still bummed out about that. It was called The Butterfly Circus by Joshua and Rebecca Weigel. It's a fantastic short, by the way, and Doug just did an amazing job. Okay, so I trailed off. So after Doug's roles in his hit feature films, he was in Pan's Labyrinth, Hellboy 1 and 2, The Silver Surfer, and he has an upcoming film, The Watch, and he's looking to get more deeply involved in the creation process. So his team of writers have come up, they've gotten together to launch this really hot new graphic novel, and it's called The Craver. And he's agreed to play the title role when the novel is adapted into a film. So Doug and his team just launched a $42,000 Kickstarter.com campaign to fund this graphic novel, and it runs until Friday, August 17th at 3 p.m. So please pledge something before Friday, August 17th at 3 p.m. And again, Doug Jones and his team are asking you to please visit their website page again, Kickstarter.com, and type in The Craver and donate to help bring this project to life. And this is going to be a really extremely exciting project from what I've read. And I'll just tell you a little bit about it, and then we will move on to my darling Cece. The Craver, what it's about is The Craver delves into the nitty-gritty World War II era in Nazi Germany, where they conducted human experiments, and one of them goes horribly wrong for them, and their ultimate killing machine becomes this bloodthirsty terror who craves their souls. So somehow I think that would have been done much better by the late, great Rod Serling, but I gave it a whack. Okay, so please check it out, Kickstarter.com, and type in The Craver and help Doug Jones and everyone associated with the project. It's going to be fantastic. Okay, so now we are going to talk. I'm sure everybody knows Cece Penison. Now, you have to know her. She's just, again, music icon, fantastic lady, just constantly reinventing herself in the music industry, making it happen, keeping herself relevant, pumping out really good music. So if you're in the music industry or you listen to really good music, you know who she is. But for those of you who were born like yesterday and may not know all the great musicians and singer-songwriters, I'll tell you a little bit about Cece Penison. She remains one of the biggest pop music icons in the music industry. And at the beginning of the 90s, she was considered to be one of the most successful dance club artists in the history of the U.S. Billboard Hot Dance Music and Club Play, scoring 5 major number one hits in the charts within 3 years. So that is pretty good. Her signature song was, again, finally, everyone knows, it was number 5 in the Hot 100 and number 2 in the UK Top 75, and it became one of the biggest dance singles selling 3 million copies worldwide. And among those, wait till you hear this. You're not even going to believe this. People love this woman. Now, these people requested CeCe Peniston at private engagements. Okay, some of the people are, I'll just name a few. Aretha Franklin, the Pope John Paul II, the second in Rome at the Vatican as a member of the gospel band Sisters of Glory, and our beloved, and you know I think Bill Clinton is hot, you know that's my man, he the 42nd president of the United States, Bill Clinton. Oh, he has big sexy hands. See, he has big sexy hands. You haven't gotten the microscope out, looked at his hands yet. Okay, so Bill Clinton, during both of his inauguration ceremonies in Washington, D.C., and she was the first foreign female entertainer to perform in post-apartheid South Africa. CeCe's latest album that I just checked out in on iTunes is called Celebrate, and it has remixes and includes music from notable DJ producers like Robert Vadney, Dimitri KO, Zaire, and Bobby Drake. And on Monday, July 9th, CeCe just released the first single from her latest official album, and the song is entitled Dance With Me. I just listened to it. Just listen to it. It's hot, people. Hot, hot, hot. And CeCe is set to release her next single called You've Never Seen. And this is featuring EC Twins via Spinning Records. And that comes out tomorrow, July 23rd. And these songs, again, are available on iTunes and Amazon.com. So, without further ado, I humbly present the one, the only, CeCe Peniston.
Hey. Hey, girl.
Oh, I didn't put you to sleep, did I? I know that was a long
time. No, girl. No, I'm hanging out with you.
I'm like, oh, my God. I hope I didn't put CeCe to sleep.
Girl, no, I'm listening to all the love you were giving me. So, you know, I'm waiting patiently. It's all good.
You're so sweet. Now, you know what? I got to tell you, CeCe, even though your song was my jam back in the day, I just listened to it again when I purchased it from iTunes for $1.29, which you people get on there right now and purchase it. You don't know good music until you heard it. I just purchased it from iTunes along with the latest album, and I played it, and I thought that I could still bust the moves like I did in the 90s, and sure enough, in the middle of busting my moves, there were some unnatural happenings in my back, and I just had to pop a damn pain pill. But as soon as it kicks in and this interview is over, I am taking another whack at it because your new song, Dance With Me, is hot, hot, hot. I love it.
Thank you.
It is hot. You are just, oh, my God, my CeCe is back.
Yeah, girl, we were looking for like a real feel-good song that people in the club would want to dance to, something universal, you know, that kind of had a couple little twists and turns, some unexpected things that people wouldn't really expect. So that's really how that all came about.
Well, you know, I wanted to I want to talk about your album, how it came to be. I want to get all the scoop on it. But I want to, for the people that are tuning in, I got so many emails. I got so many questions for you. And I want to start by giving our audience some career advice, if you don't mind. Because with someone like you who's been in this business, well, sure, you have answers to everything. But I wanted, this comes from Susan from St. Louis, Missouri, and she says, Dear CeCe, what characteristics does it take to stand the test of time in the music business?
Ooh, a lot of determination, a lot of tears, a lot of happiness, a lot of reinventing yourself, just staying true to who you are and, you know, just keeping it real and allowing people around you to give you, like, good and bad. You know, don't just have yes people around you. Have people around you that will give you that constructive criticism that will make you greater, make you better.
That is so true, because I swear, you know, I have this belief, CeCe, people ask you for the truth, but they don't really want to hear it. They really don't.
Oh.
You know what? if you tell them the truth and it's not what they want to hear, they will just get uppity with your ass. They will get uppity because I don't think everybody wants to hear the truth. So how do you be honest? Because how do you be honest with someone about whatever it is, music I'm speaking of, if you mm-hmm. write something and they say, you know what, oh, so this is my new, you know, song, what do you think? And what if there's something that you want to say, but you don't want to offend the person? How do you handle that? You know, you want to be honest, but there's a delicacy involved. What do you suggest?
I would say when, you know, you find your music to somebody, I always let people know, look, be completely honest. Mm-hmm. I said, you're not going to hurt my feelings. I'm not going to take it personal. I want to know, because if I know that you're coming from a raw place and, you know, they kind of like have the same comments, everyone kind of across the board, then you know it's real. So you have to let people know that it's okay. And then or someone says, hey, look, I'm going to play this for you. And they'll go, hey, don't ask me if you don't want my opinion.
Right.
If you really don't want me to tell you the truth. But, you know, I feel like with every song that usually you can find some good points. You can say, hey, you know what, I like the vocals on this. I think, you know, the tone is good, but I'm not really feeling the music, or I'm not really feeling the beat or whatever. So you can usually find something, unless somebody's completely horrible and the voice and the music is off and you're like, oh, God, what do I really say? So, wow. You know, but you don't always meet those. But there's every once in a while you will.
Yeah. And you know, I think that people should be more accepting and not be so hypersensitive, because if you're asking for the truth, you need to be prepared to hear it. And believe me, I would rather have someone say something and it offend me but be the truth than someone saying, "Oh my God, that's so great. That's amazing. Oh my God." Because, you know, I don't really trust people that sugarcoat things personally. But I'd rather You know, I don't like that.
I'm like you.
Yeah,
I'm like you. I'd rather you telling me the truth. And, you know, but sometimes as an artist, what we have to learn is to be able to back up from our work also. You know what? It becomes so personal to us, or a personal story. And, you know, we have to also learn. And I think it just comes with time and learning to be an artist, to understand that not everyone's going to like what you have to say, or they're not going to understand the storyline. And I think also just like the social media has helped with that a lot, because you can go on any website at any time and see the nice things that somebody says about you and the bad things that somebody says about you. So I think it's just time, and just get away from your artistry and not allowing it to be personal.
Absolutely. I agree. Now, the next question comes from Lisa from Plano, Texas, and she says, dear Cece, what can you do to get the best exposure as a musical artist in front of the right people?
To me, and I know this is going to sound funny to a lot of people, but, you know, because the record industry has changed so much, YouTube is really your friend.
Mm-hmm.
Because the more hits on YouTube that you get, that's like the biggest social media thing to me that you can have. I mean, there have been so many people that have become stars off of just posting up their videos on YouTube and being just being seen off of that, because it's like kind of like, remember that movie Field of Dreams? If you build it, they will come.
Right.
It's kind of like that. You know, so if you start building your brand, and a lot of people are noticing, the people that are in the industry follow like people all the time, so they're going to notice also.
That is such a great piece of advice. And as a personal a foot to that, I got to tell you, that is so true, because I met Steve Perry. You know Steve Perry from Journey, right? He's a friend of my friend David Schwimmer, and I was in this movie.
Love him.
We had a premiere for a movie, right? So I'm looking at, and David's like, this is Steve. And of course, you know, it's Steve to him. He's not going to say Steve Perry. So he's like, oh, this is Steve. I, of course, am flipping out, because, you know, how many hickeys did we get in the car to the Journey?
Right? Said
I mean, we were throwing down in the backseat to that Journey music, were we not, CC? Right?
I love it.
So I told him this, right? So he starts laughing, and he was telling me at the time that he got kicked out of the band. They kicked his ass out of the band. I'm like, how the hell did they kick you out of your own band? And he said, well, you know, I had back problems. I couldn't make the tour dates, et cetera, et cetera. A sweet guy. He was really, really honest. So what happened was this Filipino guy he was in the Philippines. He's a Steve Perry. I mean, he sounds exactly like him. What is that called? An imitator, emulator. He, I mean,
yes.
you, You wouldn't know the difference. This is how good this guy is. So
I've heard him, actually, so I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. So the guy who, after they kicked poor Steve out of the band, he's cruising the internet late at night looking for a replacement. They saw this Filipino guy doing the Journey stuff. He called him up, and the Filipino guy thought it was a joke, hung up on him. He had to call like 3 times. But the point, is that if you put it on YouTube, something like that can happen to you. Now the guy's the leader of the Journey band. You know what I'm saying? True story, right?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
I heard about that story. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, so it can happen. Get your stuff on YouTube for sure. Now the next song comes from Bobby from. Just Alabama, I guess. Bobby from Alabama. How do you know if you got what it takes to make it in the music business?
You know what? It's kind of, it's within you. All I can tell you is within your soul. And you're so determined that no matter what, that you want to just keep going, even through the nose, even through through the hurt, through everything. It's you know, it's how people are connected to you. I would say that would be probably the biggest thing.
Oh, no.
You know, you just, it's something you know within you, but you know, it's also the response of other people towards you. That's how you'll know. It's this connection you make with people and your audience, and you know, it's just kind of something that's undeniable. If people know a star when they see one, I don't care if the person's undeveloped or not. It's just something about them that's just there. You personally, you know, you just have to kind of just see how you connect with people. That would be the best way I would say it.
Now, I have to throw this at you. I'm glad you added that very last part because, all right, I know you've watched American Idol. Now, what do you say to that? These people come on American Idol. They audition for it. They think that they can sing their asses off. They think that they are Madonna and Elvis, and they believe it, though. They believe that shit in their heart and their soul, and they're like, I know. Can I sing it again after they butchered it the first time? So what do you tell these people when they hear from the judges, when they tell them, when Randy says, no, dog, you can't sing, they still don't believe it. What do you tell people like that? I mean,
that's a hard one. That's why I added the end of how you connect with people and the response that you get from them. Because there are some people that do think that they're like entertainers and stars, and it's like, no, what are you doing? You know what I mean? Because
yeah.
I watch American Idol, so I know exactly what you're talking about. And you're like, no, it wasn't good in the first 10 seconds.
And
why are you even trying to come with 20 more seconds? So all you can do is just like be honest. I mean, what someone chooses to believe after that is on them. I think we'll eventually get it after response is not what maybe they would want it to be.
Yep. And
you know?
See, that goes back to what we were talking about earlier, how don't sugarcoat the shit. If they can't sing, tell them they can't sing. Say, bitch, you can't sing. Stop it. Get up in the unemployment line. Because, you know, but that doesn't mean that you shouldn't keep it as a hobby. Right there. Don't get yourself all worked up. I think that you're not going to be a star, a musical star, because as long as your family and friends are telling you it's good and you live in that world and that makes you happy, you can be delusional, but keep it as a hobby, right?
Yeah, some of the best funky times I've seen are the people that can't sing. The people that can sing at karaoke, that's fun, but it's the people that get up there and they are like really into it. And you're like, they can't sing a lick, but you just love it because you know they're having a good time. You know what I mean?
See, that kind of, I'm all sensitive though. When they really believe it and it's really, because their family and friends have told them they sing great and they come out and they really believe it. See, I think you do such damage. You really got to be honest. But see, that's such a slippery slope.
You do. Absolutely. Well, and just remember this too. I don't care how great you sing. Mm-hmm. There's still certain songs that every artist may not sound good singing. Just like, you know, they like had the artist on Idol like for a couple of weeks and it's like, yeah, that wasn't your best performance. Not everyone can sing every song either.
That's
I don't
right.
care what you are. You know what I mean? Not everyone sounds good in that way.
That is true. So, yeah, that's a really good point. Maybe you're singing in the wrong genre. Maybe you want to be a pop star, but yet you sound better singing country. That's a good idea. Try singing in different genres. Maybe your voice is best suited for another genre. Okay, so this next question comes from Terry from Rochester, New York. And I don't know if you're a guy or a girl, Terry, so I'm just going to say he. He says, dear Cece, what is the best approach to the business aspect of your career as a singer-songwriter?
Best approach.
Because, you know, some people think all they have to do is open their mouth and sing, and they don't really focus on the business aspect. And, you know, you can get into serious trouble not handling your business, right?
Oh, yeah, I've been there myself. I had someone that was doing a little bit better accounting to me, and that really, it didn't feel too good. It really made me mad. I was so amped, for real, because you don't like anybody taking from you. But definitely, the first thing is when you're getting into this, you got to create a vibe and a look for yourself, because your look becomes a brand. These days, you know, record companies want you to come with the music, the look, the vibe, whatever, you know, flow you'd like to have. They want you to come with that first. You know, of course, when the checks start rolling in, you want to make sure that you have your accountant in place, you have your team of people, your, you know, it's further down the line, but, you know, your publicist, your management. You always, as artists, you want to have management in place, because really people don't want to hear the artist telling them no. Even if it is no, they don't want to hear it from the artist. So just FYI, if you're an artist, it just comes off like, wow, I liked you, now you tell me no. So you don't ever want to really put yourself in that position. So business-wise, I would definitely say just, you know, have the right team of, like I said, accountant, you know, manager, people, the people that can protect you, that can answer questions for you, like, when you're not there, not to take over, like, everything for you, but just to, you know, where you don't have a voice, but just to be there, like, to step in case you can't talk right at that moment.
Yeah, and you got to trust the person. And
people have your best interest.
Yeah, that, you know, that's tricky, though, because some people hire their friends and family members. Sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. Like, I'm a huge fan of Serena Williams and Venus Williams, and their father and mother, my God, I think that they were so crucial in making their career, and that worked out. But sometimes it's not good to hire friends and family members. What do you feel on that?
I would say sometimes, like, I'm with you on it. Sometimes it works out, and other times that's just a bad deal, because people think, for one, they don't have to work as hard. You know, sometimes they think, like, oh, she should be cutting me a deal. I'm in the loop. You know what I mean? I'm the friend, and they don't understand it. Like, look, at the end of the day, we're all trying to run a business. We're all trying to make it so that we can, you know, live great and, you know, make money together, but also at the same time, things are running in a professional manner. So, you know, sometimes it works, but sometimes it doesn't.
I tell you, I'm with you on that. Okay. Next to the last question, it's going to be the last question, comes from Blake from Baltimore, Maryland. Hey, Cece, what should you – oh, Lord. I'm going to have to translate this, because sometimes when they don't write, I got to do it in my mind. Okay. What, you know, the grammar and everything. Okay, so what should you do and not do when you are trying to get your work noticed by the right people? Okay, so what are the do's and don'ts?
I would say just pretty much be clear. Don't, like, when I say clear, I'm gonna make a mockery out of it, just to be, like, clear about it.
Okay.
Don't have a jazz song, a hip hop song, and a dance song all on one project. Make sure that they have a clear understanding of what and who you are as an artist. Let people know that you want it. Like, you know, there's always somebody around the corner that wants it more than you. So let people know how much you really want it and how much your heart is into it. And just make sure that your packaging, your, you know, everything looks professional. That's the best thing I could do. Be available on your social media. You know, those are all the things that I would say. You know, be professional. Have your social media together. You know, have your packaging of, you know, just of self together, and be clear about where you want to go, and let people that you want it know that you want it, that your heart is in it.
Okay, and the last one comes from Clyde from Los Angeles, and he says, who are the right people to network and market your music to these days?
I would say there's just not a right person, because just when you think that you have a stereotypical idea in your mind of who's going to like your song, that's when you get surprised. You know, I've had so many different people in my life come up to me and, you know, when was finally and tell me, you know, I really love your music, and people I wouldn't expect, you know, that listen to all kind of genres of music themselves, but they like my song. So try not to box yourself into what ideally you think is the right people to network. If you see somebody and you feel a connection with them, hey, ask. I always say, ask not, get not. Worst thing somebody can tell you is no. Present your idea. Right. It works for them or it doesn't.
Oh, see, I am so with you. You know what my motto is? I see a no as a yes in disguise.
There you go. The no is the fuel to the yes. I always say the no's are the fuel to the yes.
Yeah, because you can always turn a no into a yes. And if you can't, I don't know if the entertainment industry is for you, because you're going to hear a lot of damn no's for sure.
Absolutely. There's so many artists that have been told no, 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 no. And then you know what? They had the right hit and everything became yes from that point forward. Artists who you wouldn't think would be able to come back with a hit, or artists who they're like, oh, they're probably not doing that or whatever, and they get that right movie, that right song, that whatever, and people just, everything is yes.
I know. It just takes that one yes, and then you're like slipping and sliding into the yeses all the way to the bank. So you just
there you go.
Going. You got to, I mean, if they say no, just block it out and move on. Now, this is my personal question, okay, because I have a friend right now that wants to make a little demo CD, and I'd like to know how many songs, like today, to showcase yourself, like if you want a demo, what do you put, like one song, three songs, five songs?
I would say about four, because right now people are only doing about 8 songs on an album today.
Okay.
So, you know, they're not doing as many songs as they used to. I mean, some people are, because they're trying to, like, I know Usher just did an album, and he did R&B on one side, and he did dance on another, so there's probably more tracks on his album, but most people are doing it probably about 8. So you want at least 4 to kind of show, like, what you can do. Maybe a ballad, maybe a mid, and maybe 2 up, something like that.
Okay. And do you recommend, like, if you have a huge amount of songs in your repertoire, what should you put first? You know, like, people only have 10-second attention spans these days. So do you put a slow one, a mid-tempo, a fast? What should you put? The first one.
It depends on what you're trying to do more of. If you're trying to be an R&B artist and you want to do more slow music, then that's what I would put the best representation of who you are in the beginning. And then put your best songs. You know, get people around you, your family, to be like, hey, what do you think about this one? I love this one. I'm not feeling that one. Because then, like I said, across the board, you're covered. So
that sounds
put your
really
best.
Good.
Always put your best. That's all you can do.
All you can do. That is right, for sure. Now, that is enough music. That's enough. We're gonna drain poor Cece. We want to hear some music to get us energized. I want to play your new song, if I may. And why don't I let you intro it and tell us, you know, the name, what inspired you to do it, the album. Just tell us a little bit about it, and then we're going to play it for the audience.
Definitely. It's my new single, Dance With Me, everybody. In fact, go on YouTube and check out the video, too. I know you're going to love it. And it was just, like I said, a universal song. We wanted people to feel free to go out on the dance floor. And it's a feel-good song. So everybody check out my new song, Dance With Me.
All right, Ronan, let's play it. Dance With Me, Cece Peniston. And then we're coming back. Don't hang up, Cece. We're coming back.
Okay.
Okay, Ronan, go ahead, play it.
Stop.
just blowing up the clubs. Oh, my God. It's got such a beat. I was just trying. I was trying over here. I was trying. My God. It just, I mean, it's so, now tell us, how did this song come on your new album? How did, tell us, first of all, the name of your new album that's going to be dropping tomorrow, the 23rd, how, who collaborated on it with you, some of the songs, what the inspiration was. Tell us all about it.
Definitely. You know what? It's actually, we're dropping two singles at once, like You've Never Seen, and Dance With Me. We did Celebrate, and Celebrate, the remix of album is out. So there's like three pieces of like brand new music that are out on me. Oh, and that, or actually four, Living My Life Without You. I asked for Junior Sanchez. Steve Angelo did a remix on it. I worked with the EC Twins, Dimitri Okeo, Paul Oakenfold, DJ Zaire, and then just more to come.
Wow.
There's more to come.
So how many?
I'm really excited about it, too.
How many songs are on this one? Eight, right?
might be more. It depends on, you know, it depends on what happens at the end of the day.
Oh, my God. So what exactly are you going to go on tour? What's your plan to promote it? What are you going to be doing?
Actually, you know, I'm doing a promotional tour. I'm still doing a lot of performances right now. Like right now, I'm doing a show out in Atlantic City coming up next week. I just got through doing the EDC, which was great. It was over 100,000 people in New York City and in Vegas. And that was really exciting. I'm getting ready to do a Pure House music thing that's going to be like over 3,000 people. So I'm really still doing a whole lot of traveling, so I'm really excited about it. And you know what the thing is? When you do start doing tracks, funny how you change your mind or change your vibe as you go along. You do songs, and then it's like, dang, I like these three, but these other five songs that I have, I'm going to change those and do five more, because it's like, as an artist, we're always being creative. We're always thinking about different things. And so as you go along, it might change, or you think you're done with your album, you get a hit, all of a sudden these other producers want to do records with you, so then it changes again. So it's just like right now, we're doing like a lot of singles, kind of seeing where people are at, and but we are definitely coming with the album.
Well, how do you have someone that handles that for you? Because I'm trying to think, how do you know, do you collaborate with all the producers to decide which songs are going to go on the album? I mean, it seems like it would be so confusing because you have so many great ones. How do you know what's going to be the hot one? How do you figure that out?
Well, you know, a lot of that's on my manager, Kevin. I have a team of people that I definitely work with, but my manager, he works with a lot of the. So what they do is they take, this is a great tool for anybody to know too, they take the songs to like a club, and they kind of see what people's response is to without them really saying who it is. They just kind of like, a lot of the DJs, the producers, slip in a song and see how people are. So, you know, if it clears the floor, that's probably going to be a no-go.
Oh.
Or and then you might play a song, and it's like, oh, people are dancing to it. They're loving it. Like, okay, this one got a good response. We're going to go ahead and keep this one, and we're going to keep moving. So that's how we do. We test the market first before we even keep it as a single. We don't allow ourselves to get so close to it that we decide that we got to keep this just because. No, if it doesn't work, it just doesn't work, and we'll keep moving.
I love that you said that. That just sparked a thought with me, because that would be a great idea. Like if you make a CD of your music and you go to a club, maybe even if it's those, what do they call those things where they – that raves, are they raves? Or, and you,
yeah,
get the
raves. Yeah,
you,
like, that's how the EDC is. They have all these like rides out there. I mean, there's like 100,000 people just going crazy over people's music. I mean, it's like stadium stuff, just like all this stuff connected all in one area. You just would have to see it. If you look at my Dance With Me video, you can see a lot of the footage there. Some of that footage was taken at the EDC, and you can see like just the energy and the lights and just everything that's there. So it's really,
I watched that on YouTube, and I was like, oh my God, all those young hot people. Cece's working it out. She's up there hanging with the with the young hotties now. She's got it going on, and she's still, they all, she can rival any young hottie up there, because you still look like a million and one bucks. You
Thank
are looking
you.
Fantastic. You look fantastic. I tell you, as the years go by, they have cut me down. I used to be a hottie too, but I tell you, they've cut me down a little bit. I'm still working it. it. But you're
still a hottie in your mind, girl. I think I'm still 28 in my mind, girl.
I'm still living in the 80s, honey. I tell you, I was a looker. I tell you, I could rival the best of them now. I definitely could. But I tell you, as you get older, you got to slap that damn eye serum on even heavier every night. But you still.
Okay, you get in that gym. That's another thing. That's what I was saying about when you're being so drunk, you got to stay in that gym. I have a trainer that I actually go to. And yeah, he's on top of me. Don't worry.
You really look fantastic. I tell you, it is so important. I definitely know it's important to constantly reinvent yourself. You know, I have a friend, Steve Levine of Grapevine PR, and he is the publicist for Monty Pittman, who is Madonna's guitar player. So he just went on tour. Madonna's on tour until the end of the year. And he was on tour with her, and he said, you know, she's just so on top of things. She's just constantly reinventing herself, which everybody knows. And she still keeps herself looking like a million. And he said, she's just so nice, and she's just always thinking about ways to keep her music and herself up to date, relevant, in the know, the social media, the Twitter and the Facebook, the everything. And you have done the same thing. And I think that people out there need to know, CeCe's telling you, this is what you need to do to keep your music out there. You need to have,
definitely,
even if it's, you know, and your producers.
But
tell
me, you know, it definitely takes a team. It's not, I couldn't do everything by myself, but you know, I have a team of people that are really good that are working along with me, you know, my publicist, Shanika, my manager, my personal manager. I have a road manager. You know, you have people that are doing different stuff for you. So it's just, you know, you got to put the whole thing together. And it takes time because you have to have people that know you and know your energy. They just know, okay, this is going to work for her. We're going to do this for her.
Yeah, Shanika is on top of it now. Let me tell you.
Yes, she is.
She is. I deal with a lot of publicists who book their guests on my show. And I tell you, you email her, she is on it like white on rice. She is on that email responding. She gives you exactly what you want. She is really doing a great job for you, just from my own personal opinion. I just want to tell you, because sometimes they don't email you back for days, some of the publicists. I just tell you, she's doing a great job, I think. Now, the name of the album, from what I understand, from Shanika sending the information over, am I to understand that the name of an album has not been finalized as of now, but the release will be near the end of the summer? What's that about?
You know what? It's just there's so many transitions. I'm in so much transition right now, so many changes that, you know what? I've gone over a couple of ideas in my mind, and it's just like I said, as a project keeps going along, like the concept of the album begins to change. And so it's like, I can't name it yet. And I'm just waiting for it to come with me. You know, that time where you think about something and then you get the chill bump? Mm-hmm. You get the chill bump?
Yeah.
I haven't got the chill bump yet.
Oh, well, how are we going to know? We'll go to the website, ccpennison.com, or?
Absolutely. I'm just going to put out a press release. When everything is done, we're getting ready to put everything out. We're going to, you know, on all my social media, we'll make sure that we put it out there and just, you know, do a press release also so people know. So, trust me, it's coming soon. I just haven't gotten the chill bump. When I have chill bumps on my legs and my arms, I know.
You'll know it when you know it, and we'll know it when you know it. Now, the dance with me, everybody, if you want to check that out, it's on YouTube right now. Again, for your YouTube, you have, what is it? Let's see. Yeah, I guess you could just go CC Pennison and YouTube, and it'll pop up.
CC Pennison. Put
CeCe
Pennison dance with me.
Yeah. Now, also, your previous released 2012 EP, Celebrate, with the remixes. Now, that is available on iTunes and Amazon right now, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. And then your single, You've Never Seen. Oh, my gosh, now I'm so excited. I just can't wait for that when that comes out tomorrow, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so where would we go so we would be the very first ones to hear You've Never Seen? Do we go to YouTube? Where do we go? Tell us where to
go. You can go to YouTube. You can get a preview, but it's not downloadable on like SoundCloud.
Okay.
You can get some of the links are going to be put on my fan page, so you'll be able to hear it there. So SoundCloud, my fan page, And then if you want to buy it, iTunes, Amazon.com, you know, all right. those sites.
Okay,
sites.
So you just have to type in "you've never seen" and
like you've never seen.
Oh, now see, there's no like. It's just got "you've never seen." I'm not saying anything. Okay, like you've never seen. Like you've never seen. Okay. And now I understand that you were the only female artist of your caliber, because you know you're way up in the high caliber, to perform at the 2012 Electric Daisy Festival, the EDC, which you were just talking about. It stands for Electric Daisy Festival, for people who don't know. And that's in New York and Las Vegas. And you performed on Steve Angelo's Size Matter stage. How was that?
Man, that was such a beautiful thing, because, you know, it's just all DJs. And so, you know what? They haven't had any artists, and all the DJs were guys. So it's like I was the only girl that was on the bill performing. So that was something so big. It was exciting. It was big. It was great to be on the stage. It was like I said, the energy was great. I mean, it was like we were the first ones to be able to do that. So it's like that's a history moment right there for me, because they don't have any artists performing on the stage.
I know. So that was awesome. And now I understand that you and I share a dream, and that is Dancing with the Stars. You want to be on there.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. That's like one of my – I love that show. Oh. I want to get on that show. I can't wait to – I always say in advance. I'm going to thank God in advance, because I want to get on that show, and I'm looking forward. Remember Florence Henderson was on, and she was like I always said I was going to be on here, and she was on there. So I'm just waiting for my turn to come. It just hasn't come yet, okay?
You are gone, and if I know anybody that's working on the show, I'm going to make sure that you get on there. So I'm gonna put a shout out to my peeps to find out who I know that's working on that show. Also, just to wrap it up, you are relaunching your charity youth foundation in 2020.
Yes. Yep. It's called LOCK. It's called Lifting Others to Succeed. I had the CC Tennessee Youth Foundation, but I wanted to change it to make something a little more universal. Because I like to give back to the community. I feel like I've been blessed for so long and with so much that I like to be able to give back. And maybe something that people don't know is that, you know, I used to be an ambassador actually for the PTA. So I was, you know, helping kids out in education, doing public speaking. They had a national PTA song called Above Horizons that, you know, was going out to, you know, help kids with, you know, school supplies and just, you know, different scholarships and stuff like that. So I was a part of that also. So I'm just definitely into education and giving back of what I've been given. Oh, and I just had to tell you this on a quick note, because I know you're wrapping it up. But
yeah.
Something that people may not know that I do voiceovers.
I know. I saw that. Cartoon.
Yeah.
Right?
I like to do like character voices. I can do like Mark Simpson. I can do Bart. I have like my own little characters I made up. I have like 14 different little characters.
Okay. You are just driving me up the wall, because do one real quick. We got to get
okay.
One in there.
Oh, my God. I just want to thank everybody for having me on Going Talk Radio. It's great. Oh, my goodness. That's Marge. And then Bart. My name is still my candy. You there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. I was talking up a storm and I had the damn mute button on. I was telling you that I met Lisa, the woman who does the voice for Bart Simpson. She's a friend of my friend Jim Meskimen. And I met her, and lovely woman. And I just thought, oh, I would love to do voiceovers too. Isn't that the coolest thing? It takes you.
Man, it is.
I mean, you can just do it, and with voiceovers, you don't have to get any makeup and hair done. You just plop your old nasty looking ass in a chair and just do the voiceovers, and you get paid a fortune. So you know what? They're telling me that we got to wrap it up. Cece, girl, I am begging you to come back on my show whenever you want.
I would love to.
And you just have Shanika call me, and we are going to have you back. And I just want you on here forever. So whenever you want to come back, you have an open invitation. And so let's just play out the song, if we can. We're going to play my favorite song, Finally. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Say thank you to your fans, my darling.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much for having me on your show today. I appreciate you so much and giving love. And everybody here is finally, yeah.
Oh, give me that little riff. Give me the riff. Oh, Lord have mercy. I love you, girl. If I were a man, I'd come and
thank
find you.
You.
I'd come and find you. I'd crash over. Thank you, Cece.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, everyone. We're
thank you.
We're going to play it out with Finally. Thanks, everybody.
Listening to Question Reality. Question Reality with Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.